Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Thursday, May 28th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has ordered a state investigation into why two privately owned dams failed last week in Midland County, contributing to record flooding. Steve Carmody reports.
After the Edenville and Sanford dams failed, thousands were forced to evacuate, and many towns along the Tittabawassee River suffered extensive damage. Governor Whitmer says people in Midland County deserve answers.
They deserve to know why these dams failed, why they've been uprooted.
But the agency Whitmer is directing to conduct the investigation has been named in a lawsuit tied to one of the dam failures. Whitmer insists the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy is best qualified to investigate the causes of the failures and make recommendations to improve dam safety in Michigan. I'm Steve Carmody.
The flooding in Midland and surrounding communities left behind damaged buildings, contaminated waters, and heavy debris. Restoration companies have moved in to begin the rebuilding process, while city cleanup services are removing debris. Midland Community Affairs Director Selena Tisdale says debris collection crews are patrolling areas in which flood damage has been reported to clear piles from the streets.
The hardest hit areas, you will see piles set at the curb, probably 7 feet high. Couches, furniture, carpeting, basically people's lives.
The Midland Municipal Government said in a Facebook post that more than 150 truckloads of debris have been taken to the Midland landfill so far. A spokesperson for one restoration company says they've responded to over 1,200 calls and enlisted 31 storm teams to help the community. A number of class action lawsuits have been filed following the collapse of the Edenville Dam that led to historic flooding in Midland and surrounding areas. WCMU's Ben Thorpe reports.
One lawsuit is against the dam owner, Boyce Hydro. Plaintiff attorneys for a group of residents impacted by the flood say the company failed to perform necessary upkeep of the dam. Federal regulators revoked the Edenville Dam's license to generate hydropower in 2018 after the owner repeatedly failed to increase spillway capacity. Plaintiff attorney Frank Petosa says Boyce Hydro was well aware that repairs were needed to maintain the dam.
They failed time and time again to undertake those necessary repairs to ensure that the dam's integrity was maintained in the case of excessive rains and to ensure that residents and business owners downstream would not unfortunately have to deal with catastrophic flooding.
Petosa says this is an example that calls into question whether dams should be privately owned. Boyce Hydro did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.
A coalition of barbershops and hair salons in Michigan is proposing an 8-step reopening plan that it hopes Governor Gretchen Whitmer will approve. Kevin Lavery reports.
The plan from the group Safe Salons for Michigan includes gauging salon workers' health before each shift, enforcing social distancing, mandating personal protective equipment, and daily deep cleaning. The group sent its proposal to Governor Whitmer on Wednesday. Lisa Dennison is the regional manager for Align Salon Group. She hopes the governor will respond quickly.
The longer this goes on, the harder it's going to be really for any business to be able to recover from this forced shuttering. So, you know, we're hoping for the best.
Ingham County Medical Director Dr. Nike Shoyenka says she believes the risk of contracting coronavirus could be significantly reduced if these steps are rigorously followed. The governor's office did not respond to our request for comment. I'm Kevin Lavery.
An LGBTQ advocacy group says the coronavirus pandemic has limited its ability to gather signatures for a ballot initiative. The group is suing the Secretary of State's office for more time and a reduction in the number of required signatures. Their initiative would add LGBTQ protections to the state's civil rights law. Plaintiff's attorney Steve Liddle says that people of Michigan have a constitutional right to initiate laws.
Conditions caused by the COVID-19 virus and the necessary governmental responses have, you know, infringed the exercise of those constitutional rights. And that's why Fair and Equal Michigan is seeking relief so that those constitutional rights won't be minimized.
Leal says in an initial hearing, a judge granted the group a week-long extension while the case was considered. State officials said they could not comment on pending litigation. Motels may be becoming the preferred community housing for people who test COVID-19 positive. Last weekend, two out-of-state visitors in Grand Traverse County tested positive for the disease. Now health officials say one is staying at a motel that has yet to reopen to the public. Dan Thorell is with the Grand Traverse Health Department. He says facilities like motels with individual outdoor entrances make it easier to isolate people who have the disease.
We're only working with hotels in these situations that do not have common entrance hallways to the rooms. They would be like the motels that have the doors that enter to the outside.
Thorell says people are still traveling despite the governor's stay-at-home orders. That order now runs through June 12th. The village of Meesick in Wexford County has seen the cancellation of two important events this month. Hunter Dode reports on the impact that community is feeling.
The first two weekends in May are usually the Blessing of the Jeeps and the Meesick Mushroom Festival, but those were canceled due to coronavirus. Mary Howell is the owner and manager of the Mushroom Cat Motel. She says they were hurt by the cancellations and stay-at-home orders.
There's always those bad months in the winter, and we always count on May as being the best month of the year.
Howell expects the cancellation of more summer events, such as the 4th of July, Cherry Festival, and the Old Engine Show, to hurt their business as well. Hunter Dode, WCMU News.
The coronavirus pandemic may have slowed tourism on Memorial Day weekend, but officials believe Michigan will see a strong summer travel season. Many retail venues in the Upper Peninsula and the Traverse City area were open over the holiday weekend. However, Governor Gretchen Whitmer's executive order still prohibits other businesses in many parts of the state from reopening. Dave Lorenz is the vice president of Pure Michigan. That's an arm of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. He thinks more people will want to travel and for a longer period of the year.
Our summer travel experience is going to stretch into the fall. So fall is going to be the new summer to a certain degree. And I just think our season is going to be a lot longer and a lot more robust than a lot of people think.
Lorenz says Michiganders will be looking for natural open areas where they can maintain social distancing. Though the gardening season got a late start due to the coronavirus and some cool weather, it seems to be busier than ever right now. Nick Westendorp reports.
Garden stores were unable to open as usual this season, but they say business now is strong. Adam Wilson runs Wilson's Garden Center in Petoskey. He says it has been a strange but busy season. Wilson says the buying habits of customers this season have been different from other years.
They seem to be buying more at one time. Oftentimes, folks will come in once, and they'll get a few things and get that potted up. Then they'll come back again and pick up a few more things. And I'm seeing a lot more people buying all of it at one time, getting it home and doing all of their pots or all of their, you know, flower beds all at once.
Wilson says, for the most part, his garden center has been able to keep up with the rush. Although, he says soil suppliers are struggling to keep up. He says he expects the rest of the season to run smoothly. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.
Michigan State University is launching a new research program to learn more about the toxic family of chemicals known as PFAS, Scott Pohl reports.
Per- and polyfluoroalkyl chemicals, or PFAS, are commonly found everywhere from firefighting foam to nonstick cookware. They're linked to higher cancer risks and changes to the immune system. Michigan has the nation's highest number of contamination sites. The MSU Center for PFAS Research will be led by Department of Fisheries and Wildlife Professor Cheryl Murphy.
How do we develop safer alternatives? Because we like these products. That's why they're in everything. So we have to find ways, hopefully in combination with the health, you know, the biological hazard part, we can figure out which ones are safer.
Murphy says the center will seek solutions to problems like how to find PFAS hotspots and then efficiently remove the chemicals from the ecosystem. This is Scott Pohl.
And that is your morning news roundup for Thursday, the 28th of May, 2020. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.